Caiaphas was the high priest that year. This was a Jewish religious court for Jesus' first trial. And by now, the Jewish religious leaders just wanted to get rid of Jesus, and it seems they would do anything. Actually, they wanted other people to do their dirty business. They wanted other people to incriminate Jesus, so they encouraged so-called witnesses to say anything. Anything which sounded like treason or blasphemy. In the end, they manufactured both. One witness said, "I heard him say he would destroy the temple." Herod's temple. Shocking. And Jesus' response to these trumped up charges was silence. Actually, Jesus had said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." And when he said that, he was referring to his body, sort of like, "My body is a temple." But these religious leaders were clutching at straws. And I guess to the locals who loved the temple, it sounded bad. So Jesus was set up by false witnesses. What do you do? What do you do if people are out to get you and they don't care about the truth? They are just determined to get you. Jesus stayed silent. Even Caiaphas sounded doubtful that this was enough to declare the death penalty. So Caiaphas tried another tack. "If you are the Messiah..." And now Jesus spoke, "You will see me at the throne of God, waiting to be your judge." We humans think we can judge Jesus. But on the last day, he will be our judge. We think that Jesus should answer to us. "Prove yourself. Show me this or that." But in the end, what these trials remind us is that we will have to answer to him. If we are people who like to pronounce on Jesus, we'll find we've got it wrong way round. Pontius Pilate realized his dilemma when he heard that King Herod wanted to see Jesus. He jumped at the chance to avoid facing things himself. So Jesus found himself in front of Herod. Herod, the puppet king of Galilee. Herod, who had heard so much about Jesus and was glad to meet him at last, but only for a bit of sport. And Jesus wasn't playing. It seems Herod just wanted to be impressed. "Come on, Jesus, do something cool." And Jesus said nothing. What do you do if people just want to take the mick? Or show in different ways their lack of respect? It's probably best not to respond. Jesus kept his self-respect and said nothing. There are some people who seem to think religion is a show and want to be entertained. But that's so shallow. Jesus did amazing things to wake us up. To wake us up to who he claimed to be. To wake us up to God. To show us more of who he was and what he was about. But he did not do miracles on demand. He didn't do things to impress. Jesus would not be manipulated. Even when he had few choices left, stood in front of these courts, even then he would not be manipulated. Rather than play Herod's games, he kept silent. Herod liked to think he was in charge. He was king. But he wasn't in charge. We like to think we're in control, but we're not. The one who is king knows better and is silent for a reason.
Pilate was the Roman governor. Pontius Pilate actually had some power. Power to send someone to their execution or not. He had the power, or did he? Because when he told everyone that he could see that Jesus was innocent and said he would release him, it only took the crowd to change his mind. Do you follow the crowd? If the crowd decides Jesus is best out of the way, do you follow the crowd? Pilate did. If the crowd prefers something immoral instead of the truth, how easy it is to follow the crowd. Even when we're in a position to take the decision for ourselves, how easy is it for the crowd to change our mind? Afterwards, Pilate washed his hands as though he was no longer responsible, but he was responsible. He was meant to be in charge. He could have decided for himself. He knew Jesus was right. He just decided to follow the crowd. Crowds are notoriously fickle. Gang behavior is usually bad. So we need to seek the Lord and follow our conscience, not the crowd. There is no excuse. Washing our hands doesn't excuse us. We need to choose Jesus and the truth, whatever the crowd says, don't we? I guess politicians, like Pilate, are always in danger of following the crowd, but we don't need to. Some politicians are good at winding up the crowd, but don't get wound up. Just seek the Lord. Follow our conscience, not the crowd. Jesus, on that Palm Sunday, saw the crowds were with him. And then, a few days later, saw the crowds against him. But he didn't let it sway him, even when it meant suffering and death. To sum up, in Jesus' trials, it looked like Jesus was on trial. But it was really Caiaphas who was on trial. Could he resist the temptation to manufacture truth? It looked like Jesus was on trial, but it was really Herod who was on trial. Could he resist the temptation to play games? It looked like Jesus was on trial, but really it was Pilate who was on trial. Could he resist the temptation to follow the crowd? Jesus didn't fail. He was taken away with his head held high. It was a big moment in his life, and he showed how big he is. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please enable us to hear your call and enable us to follow you. Amen.